Welcome to the Ranters and Podcast.
RSS, XML, what is that? Podcasting, you just wanted a new toy. Untrue. All this stuff is cool, and it can change K-12 education. Welcome to Adventures in Podcasting. My name's Sean Wheeler, and at the time of these podcasts, I'm the director of IMT Services and Training for the Peoria Unified School District. That's Arizona, by the way. Hey, these podcasts, well, they're an audio archive of my adventures in bringing RSS and podcasting to the students and community of PUSD. Sit back and enjoy the ride. Welcome back to Adventures in Podcasting. This is number 128, an end of an era, because this is my final episode. We're publishing this one on Sunday, March 15th, 2009, and in this episode, I'm going to give you some final updates, a little bit of history, and finally, I'll be gone. So with that, and no further to-do or ado, or whatever we want to call that, I will get right on into the show. So, here we are. It's been about a month or so since I've been on the air. Lots of things going. In fact, I need to tell you why this is the final episode. But moving right along here, Dr. Santarelli continues to use audio and video to communicate with the staff and the community. And I've got to say, I'm deeply pleased with this. Dr. Santarelli took a big liking to this well over a year ago, as you can tell in the archives. And he is continuing to do these podcasts. He's doing about once a month, and they're going out in both audio and video format. And then currently with some of our challenges in the district with budget, he's actually using audio and video to communicate with the community per se. And in these cases, we're not actually doing podcasts. We are actually putting those videos right on the homepage of the district website. But we need to get the information out there, so that's the way we're doing it. So good stuff there. And I hope in my absence that stuff will continue to go. Got a good crew leaving behind. And I'm sure they'll be able to continue on with that with the work that we've set in motion. Also, SharePoint or Moss 2007 will enter PUSD in the very, very near future. Been talking that off and on for a very long time. And the most important feature of that is the RSS is embedded all over that thing. Calendars, news, announcements, any kind of list that you do, RSS is available, and I think that's going to be huge for the future of the district because it's built in. It doesn't take any additional work, and all people have to do is become accustomed to it. And again, there's plenty of folks that are well aware of how that works, and we'll continue on the work that we've done there. Also, we've got some other audio and video things that we've been doing. I still get some calls from people about once a week that are looking to use audio and video in different ways. And most of the time right now, it's not around podcasting per se, but it's certainly going around the idea of audio and video reinforcement. Had a couple people wanting to read books into the microphone and post those on a website. And while I commend their zeal to do that, we are dealing with some copyright issues, but nonetheless, they're seeing the value in it, and that's the important part. So what we need to be able to work through is how do we accomplish this? How do we read into the microphone without getting ourselves in trouble with the attorneys? And sooner or later, we'll get all that stuff worked out. Probably the biggest point of that would be just get permission for what we're trying to accomplish. And there are a number of groups out there that a number of groups out there are trying to help educators be successful without violating copyright law. And as we wander out the door, as I should say, I wander out the door, I know people will continue to work on those to make those happen. So moving right along from that, I got a couple other organizations that have contacted me in the past 2 weeks that they are looking for podcast presentations, and that's pretty cool. One of them is the ACTAZ group, and they have an annual summer conference down in Tucson, and they're looking for a podcasting presentation, as well as one other organization that contacted me for an April show. Now, I'm not going to be able to do those, but I have found a gentleman who will take my place in doing those podcast presentations. So the importance there, the crux of that is the fact that you know, hey, it's starting to pick up to the point where people are requesting to have presentations on it, and I love that. I love that. That's just absolutely dynamite. And also on the list of things to talk about, Peggy George is hard at working on her Classroom 2.0 live show this week. She sent me a note this week and asked me to change the archive notes in the last episode of Adventures in Podcasting. That would be episode 127. And the link has changed, so if you have bookmarked that, or if you've listened to that, or you found it in the past, you need to go back and look at it because the archives are changed. I did put a link in the show notes to the website. That's http://live.classroom20.com. So check it out. Also, I got an email from Mary Ellen. She is a instructor at Columbus State Community College, and she has been cruising through my website, and she actually emailed me and asked me a few questions on what was the best way to capture her lesson. And of course, if you've listened to all my podcasts, you'll know that the history of that thing is I love my little Olympus recorder. So she's gone through all my presentations and emailed me a question about what's the best way to capture those in the classroom. And while I love Audacity, sometimes the just doing that basic capture while you're wandering around the room, the Olympus recorder is the best tool. So that's kind of an update, what's been going on since I've been away from the microphone, because it seems like forever since I've sat here and talked into the mic. But lots of busy things going on, and obviously the biggest one was the fact that I have taken a new job. And so 2 weeks from today, I will be starting my new adventure in corporate America. I'm going off to work for a company called Library Video Company, and they are the makers of Safari Montage. So after 16 years at Peoria School District, I will be leaving, and it's going to be a dramatic change for me, and I look forward to my new position. But I'm also very proud of the work that I've done in Peoria as well. So a little history there. A little over 3 years ago, I sat down at this microphone. I should say I sat down at this computer. Microphones have changed over the past 3 years, but Adventures in Podcasting was born. And today, slightly more paraphernalia around me with the mixer and the microphone. You know, back in the early days, it was just a headset microphone. Back in the early days, 3 years ago. Hey, wow, it seems like so long ago. But nonetheless, here we are 128 episodes later. People actually know what podcasting is in Peoria. People know what RSS is in Peoria. And quite a few people around the world know what podcasting is. So I guess it's time to say thanks for listening for all these years. And I know some of you have been in and out of the show, and look kind of like I've been in and out of the show with doing various things. And I would encourage you to absolutely keep moving forward with podcasting. I still think it is the killer application for education. It's inexpensive, it's easy, and what can I say? I think it's effective. So with that, I'm going to say good night, sayonara. I will always be around on email. You can always find me at seanwheeler.name. And I guess it's the final time to say, my name is Sean Wheeler, and I welcome your comments and feedback. Please drop me a note. My email address is swheeler@seanwheeler.name. And remember, folks, if it's important enough to say to the class, it's important enough for the class to hear it again. Say it again with podcasting. I'm Sean, and I am gone. Thanks for joining me today. This concludes another episode of Adventures in Podcasting. On the way out, I just want to thank a few folks who've helped me out with this podcast. Intro and exit music, courtesy of Joe Seibel, who can be found on PodSafeAudio.com. Audacity Software for their outstanding and free recording software. The makers of WordPress and PodPress, which contains the show notes and creates the RSS feed for Adventures in Podcasting. Frederica Wheeler for welcoming you to today's show. And finally, GoDaddy and My Checkbook for hosting and paying for this site. Be sure to comment and tell all your friends about Adventures in Podcasting. I'm Sean Wheeler. Thank you. Have a great day.